Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson joined in studio. We have royalty in the studio once again for Blossom Time. We have Claudia Moore, Miss Three Oaks River Valley. Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad that you could be here. And I know it's, I say this every time I have a court in the studio, that it's a requirement for you to dress up. But I really appreciate you dressing up because you look amazing.
So thank you.
That's very cool. Hopefully the crown won't fall off on you like it has in the past.
And not I'm not
going
time.
To I'm not going to embarrass you with that story. But that was a lot of fun. So tell me about Claudia. What grade are you in?
I am a senior at Berrien Springs High School.
How long have you been doing that? I'm kidding. So just trying to get you to lighten up a little bit and make the break the ice a little bit. So this first year for Blossom Time for you?
Yes.
As Miss Three Oaks River Valley?
Mm-hmm.
So why is it Miss Three Oaks River Valley? Is it just the area because you combine the two then? Is that how that works? Or
well, we originally were Three Oaks and Sawyer.
Right.
And I think we got rid of the Sawyer, I think. Okay. But Three Oaks, the River Valley part, made it a huge area. So we cover Sawyer. And I actually live in Galene, which is closer to Buchanan than to Three Oaks. So it just opened up so a lot more girls could do Three Oaks or Valley rather than go off from Miss Hart.
And that's important. I mean, more girls can be involved in it and have the opportunity to participate in it. So what made you decide to want to get involved with Blossom Time? You said this is your first year.
Yes.
did a friend of yours poke and prod you to do it, or was it a decision you made by yourself?
Well, freshman year, I was in marching band. Well, I'm still in marching band, mm-hmm. but we marched in the Blossom Time parade, and I was confused why there was all this royalty. I was like, this is America.
Right.
Who are they? And I'm like asking my friends, and they're like, oh, they're Blossom Time. And I was like, oh, well, okay. And I asked my mom, because she grew up in Niles, and she explained that they're pageants for communities around us, and that they get to represent and be in the parades and compete for Blossom Time and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But I thought it was more of like a pageant. But
sure.
I asked my friends who were in it, because now that I was older, I knew people who were Miss Berrien Springs because I went there. And they're like, no, it's a scholarship pageant like Miss America. And we work hard and we learn all this leadership skills and interview skills. I was really interested in it, and so my mom motivated me to go to the Three Oaks meeting. I had to email a lot of people to figure out the area I belonged to.
Sure.
And so I went to the meeting, and I said, okay, it sounds fun. There wasn't a lot of girls going out, so I was pretty relaxed going in. I was like, okay, we're all going to be on court. It was so fun because I didn't have to worry. I got new friends, and it was very exciting.
So when you started sending the emails and everything, that was probably, what, before school started last fall then, before you started doing that? Or during?
Around October, I think.
Okay.
Because we couldn't figure out if it was by school or where you lived, and they said it's where your tax goes, so we were like, I don't even know.
Right, right.
But our tax went to River Valley, so I got to be the River Valley part of the Three Oaks River Valley.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. That's great. That's
Thank you.
Great news. So you sent the emails in, and you attended one of the first meetings, mm-hmm. I guess, then. And you were crowned November 18th, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what leading up to the crowning, what do I want to call it, hoops that you had to jump through, or what were some of the things you had to do prior to the crowning then to get your name out there and promote yourself?
I asked many business owners for sponsorships and ads for our program, which is done by Harrington. It is so beautiful. I mm-hmm. love our program. And basically,
I know it was a long time ago, and I'm asking.
Yeah,
you can step
I'm
since then, you know. So then you had to go. I mean, obviously, you know, you had to attend meetings mm-hmm. and meet up with the other people that were involved.
Yeah, we had practices every Sunday.
Practices every Sunday.
Before. My biggest struggle was memorizing my speech. I was worried about it. I was really worried. the other girls had really long, well thought out ones, and I felt like mine wasn't very, very mm-hmm. special enough. It was a place that you went that impacted you the most. And my place was in Chicago. I met very sweet homeless people, and they like mm-hmm. really touched my life and gave me a different outlook. And I wanted to express that, but it wasn't that long to, right. And I felt like I wasn't doing so well, but I memorized it. I did it, and I actually messed it up, but it went well.
But it went well, and you got through it. Yep, mm-hmm. that's what's important. No, I mean, just because it's a shorter speech, as long as it's well put together, it doesn't matter the length so much as to the content that you put into it. That's always important. So a senior. Before we get into a little more about you and college plans and things, you're the only one here, but who's the others on your court then? Can we do a name drop then?
Mm-hmm. My first runner up is Emma Springer. She's a junior at River Valley. My royalty members is Dana Shum, and she's a senior at River Valley. And my other royalty member is Taylor Massey, and she is a junior at Lakeshore High School. And then my Mr. Three Oaks River Valley is Jacob Good.
Okay. Is he a good guy?
Yeah, he's okay. So sweet.
Okay, cool. So just wanted to make sure.
Of course.
Okay, so let's find out a little more about Claudia. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Claudia Moore, Miss Three Oaks River Valley for Blossom Time. Tell me what, as a senior, what are some of the things that you like to do outside of school in Blossom Time, and that you mentioned you were in marching band,
mm-hmm.
Or are still in marching band, I'm guessing then. What other things do you like to do? You said you went and visited with some homeless people in Chicago?
Yeah.
When was that?
That was last year when I was a junior. My world history class, we always went on field trips to Chicago for
sure.
Like cultural experiences with food mostly. But outside of school, well, it is a part of school, but it's not my main school. I go to Buchanan for Cisco, and mm-hmm. it's IT certification. I love working with computers. And
do you?
So that's like my fun class. I just came from there. I love doing that. Mostly outside of class this year, it's mostly pageants. It
sure.
consumes time, but I love it. So it's not a bad thing at all. I spent a lot of weekends going to other girls' pageants because they're my sister queens.
That's what I was going to ask you. What other pageants have you attended so far then?
My first one I went to other than my own was Buchanan, and I saw Emily be crowned, hugged mm-hmm. her and gave her, we took pictures. And then after that, I went to Miss Cass mm-hmm. in December. Kareth, I saw her be crowned. And then after that,
can't remember the other ones. I know I'm putting you on the spot.
We went to Miss Benton Harbor,
okay.
and Crystal was crowned, and then Spirit, which is all the first runner-ups, we saw them.
Sure.
And we saw Maya be crowned. She's so gorgeous. It was a really fun time going to all those with my court.
So what have you done? Obviously the pageants, coming up March 10th and 11th in for Blossom Time. What have you done since then, though, other than going to pageants? Have you done some of the, and I'll give you some examples, some of the members of some other courts have, they go to read to kids. I mean, I guess I call it community service work. Have you done some things like that, or are you still looking to do some of those types of things before leading up to the event in March?
I probably won't get to do any before Blossom Time just
because
I'm focusing so much on it, but my first queen duty was a Christmas parade, and then I walked around and met all the shop owners just on my own for fun. And then we did Photo Fest, which is a art show for mm-hmm. elementary students that go to River Valley. And we had a little kazoo music show, and we ate pizza, and I got to walk around and look at all their art. They're very excited.
But so what kind, you said your focus now is on the pageant itself on coming up on the 10th and the 11th. So what do you mean when you say your focus is all on the pageant right now? What types of things do you have to practice and get in order for you to do that?
Well, yesterday was our first Blossom Time practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 hours long.
Wow.
Most of it was dancing, and so I'm not a very rhythmic person, so I really have to work hard in dancing. And I'd like to work more on my interview skills and walking and stuff,
sure.
Looking graceful. That's a rough spot.
Sure.
So that's mostly what my focus is on. It's just being more graceful and memorizing my dances so I'm not worried. Because if I'm relaxed and I know I have it, I'll do good.
I'm sure you will. Backing up to, you said you really like computers. So as a senior, have you put some thought into post-high school plans, a college of some sort?
I've been accepted to Western, and I plan to attend there in the fall.
Very congratulations.
Thank you.
Take up what?
Computer science.
Computer science. So what's really, when you say computers, what kind of geeks you out about it? What do you like? Do you like programming?
I took a programming class, and I'm not very good at it, so it wasn't very fun. That's not really my favorite. I really like this IT thing because I can just fix problems on like hardware and software. It's just kind of, you know, it's just fun. It's like puzzles, basically.
There's not a lot of people in the IT field. I think you've probably chosen a pretty good area to get into. And I don't think the pay is all that bad either.
It's not bad.
For some of those. Yeah. I could see if you've got the, you know, my wife is that way. She loves working on computers and doing IT work. And she's great at it. Me, I just, you know, I know how to use them. I don't know how to make them work. So, yeah. So again, talking with Claudia Moore, Miss Three Oaks River Valley for Blossom Time. Just want to thank you for coming in and talking with us and sharing your story. And I want to say the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And congratulations so far and the best of luck to you. And we'll see you on stage at Blossom Time.
See you then.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.